At the Ag Media Summit, I am visiting with Kinzie and Phil Jennings. First of all, Phil, what do you do for the company?
Chuck, I am the service manager at Kinzie Manufacturing.
Right. Well, I think that might qualify you to talk about grain carts and making them ready for harvest. What are some of the things on the checklist for that?
Well, Chuck, the checklist on the grain cart is basic items. We're going to look for wear in our augers. We're going to check our hoses, make sure that they're not scuffed or leaking. We're going to check belts for the drive on the auger. And, you know, one thing that we don't want to forget in regards to safety is make sure that those warning lights and flashers and the SMV signs are working and legible.
How about with the kind of dry, hot weather we've had here when we look to this harvest? Does that present any kind of special things to keep in mind when they get out in the field?
Chuck, in regard to the grain carts, no. Unfortunately, the operators might not be making quite as many trips as we would like. Nonetheless, these checks for wear to make sure that that cart is doing its job. Looking at the tires and the track systems, you know, as we get those tougher conditions, those harder conditions out there, let's make sure that we're checking wheel lugs, bearings, tracks, undercarriages, so that we can handle those without question.
Now, when it comes to Kinzie, then, where do we point them to? I'm going to assume if you got a Kinzie grain cart, you probably know where to, but people are just learning about Kinzie and want to know more. Where do we point them?
We're going to point them to Kinzie.com. We're going to point them to their local dealers. We have a great dealer network that's more than happy to get that information out there for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Phil. We've been visiting here at Ag Media Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.